All right. We are just about to get started with our second speaker. Virgil Davila is going to present La Suite Docs open source collaborative documentation platform. So if you all give it a hand.
But I still worked a lot on the kind of like the thing that I'm launching that is supporting the presentation. So introduction to what is this? This is La Suite Docs. It's a note-taking app that is being made by the French government, the German government, and the Dutch government. It's a MIT license. It works like this, you know, you create a document. You have a nice looking editor, which will probably remind you Notion, where you can type Markdown and do slash commands and add different types of blocks. It's quite useful to take notes together in real time. So if I put a QR code in here, you would be able to get in here and we would see your cursor. It's on the shoulders of two great libraries, actually three, YJS for CRDTs, BlockNode.js for the nice looking editor, and ProseMirror for the low level editor. It's a need that we have in the state to have a note taking app real time that you don't have to do formatting. You can just type away, use shortcuts, and not worry about how it's going to look. So here, the only formatting options are the ones that you see here. So bold, italic, a bunch of colors for text and background, and that's it. You don't choose the size of the font, the font type, and stuff like that. So I'm the product manager of this. It had a lot of success in the open source community. Someone posted it on Hacker News. And it got a lot of success, like it was on the front page for 2 days, and it attracted a lot of stars. I'm not sure why, because we are not doing something very complicated. It's just it's a Django application with some permissions, and we are wrapping the two libraries I talked about before. but it became quite popular because we made it easy to install, so a lot of people are installing it on their server. You can it's packaged for Nix, it's packaged for YUnoHost, and we are not doing that, it's the community, so thanks to them. And in the French states, it has become a big part of how we do internal documentation and external documentation. So for example, for this tool, we do a user FAQ for the public agents who use this tool, and you know, you'll find this. You can navigate inside the different pages. You can add medias, so it's practical to do end user documentation. And you have a little search engine for all the sub pages that are inside. And it's not, oh yeah, sous. I'm in French. So for example, if I go here, I can look at how to handle subdocuments and stuff like that. And it's very easy to use. You don't need any technical requirement to do that. And it's kind of the subject of the talk. So I'm a product manager. A developer I used to work with told me, like, you're a minimal stack developer. I don't know how to do anything apart HTML and CSS, and I understand a bit of Git. But for me, like, I would contribute to open source by doing documentation, stuff like that. But it was always horrible because every time I would contribute, I would have to remember how to handle a Git workflow. And this was terrible, especially for this project that I'm showing you now, because the team uses